Hey guys, Chris Webb. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Today I want to talk about belief and I want to talk about action or inaction. I titled this, Are You Surrounded by Chickens or Eagles? And I asked that question because I want to share a story. So I have a friend who's a farmer and I'm over at his house one day and he's out and he's feeding the chickens. And I'm looking at all these chickens and this huge eagle walks out and he's plucking off the ground just like all the rest of the chickens. And I'm like, bro, what the hell, dude? That's an eagle. He said, well, actually, he's a chicken. I said, what do you mean he's a chicken? He goes, yeah, when he was a little eaglet, when he was a baby, he must have fell out of the tree. He must have, somehow he wandered in with all the chickens. He's been raised with all these chickens. And he does what all of the other chickens do on a daily basis. And he is pretty much a chicken. And I'm like, bro, he's not a chicken. He goes, I don't know what else to tell you, dude. And he's, look at him. Look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. He's just like all the rest of chickens. So I grab the eagle and I put him up on the fence post. And I'm telling this eagle, you're an eagle. You can fly. Like, look. And I'm trying to get him to look out into the distance. You own that sky. Fly. Eagle looks back onto the ground with all the other chickens. He sees his comfort zone and he hops down with all the chickens. I'm like, son of a bitch, right? Son of a bitch. I know that's an eagle. I know that's an eagle. He's born an eagle. He's got a heart of the eagle. I got to figure this out. So my next visit over there, I come back. Sure enough, that fucking eagle is out there pecking around with the chickens again. And this is under my skin. I'm like, I know this eagle is meant for more. So I grab the eagle and I'm like, maybe he just needs a higher starting point, right? Maybe he just needs a lift up a little bit. So I take him up to the top of the barn and I tell him, eagle, you're an eagle. Look inside of you. You're an eagle. Look at these skies. It belongs to you. You're meant for so much more. Fly, spread your wings. Eagle looks around. He's looking at the sky and I'm thinking, man, he's going to go. He's going to go. Glances back down at the rest of the chickens in the chicken coop, and I see it in his eyes. Couple hops back down to the ground, pecking around with the chickens again. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. We all love an eagle. And to see this eagle pecking around with a bunch of chickens is crushing. It's crushing me. I got to figure this out. So I swing back by to give this one last attempt. I said, if that eagle is still freaking there, so go out. Sure shit, that eagle is down there pecking around with the chickens again. Son of a bitch. I grab that eagle, hop in my car, drive out to the closest set of rocks, a couple miles out from the farm. Grab this eagle. I'm obviously afraid he's not going to fly away. Grab this eagle, hike up to the top of the rocks, and now we have a view of everything all around us. The sky looks amazing. The eagle's looking around. I'm telling you, man, you're an eagle. You are meant for so much more. You are meant for so much more. Fly. Spread your wings and fly. And I can see this eagle is looking around and he's looking for the farm. He's looking for the farm. He's looking for where he was comfortable. He was looking for the other chickens, but he couldn't see them. He was removed from that environment. Breathe, eagle, breathe. Breathe in that freedom. Look at the sky. This is for you. You own this. You are an inspiring creature. Spread your wings, eagle, and fly. Eagle's looking around. His eyes are getting wider. He's breathing deeper. Opens his wings up a little bit. slowly starts to move them. A breeze comes in, he lifts off the ground a little bit, and you can see it in his eyes. You can see something lit up. Magic. He realized who he was, spread his wings, and flew. Can you see that? Are you there with me? Can you see that? So we either see that in ourselves or we see that in other people around us. And in my belief, I believe that to some degree, we see that in other people and ourselves. I want to take a break here and I'm going to come right back and finish this story. Okay, I want to continue on with the story here. So, not every eagle is going to fly. That would include ourselves, and that would include other people. It doesn't mean are not ever going to fly. It just means that you have to feel it in your heart before you'll fly. You have to know who you are before you'll fly. Others have to know who they are before they fly. So the reason why I want to continue on with this story is because if you are like me in any situation or any business platform or any mentoring platform or coaching platform where you are helping others to have more awareness of who they are and what they're capable of, we have to be careful to not assume that just because we see somebody as an eagle, they're going to fly. We have to be careful not to throw that eagle off the cliff if they don't know that they're an eagle. We might see it, but if they don't see it, we're pushing them off the edge. Right? And you might have some that are telling you, yes, I know I'm an eagle, but they don't believe it. They don't believe it. And in order for those to prove that they are an eagle, for us to prove that we are an eagle, we need to spread our wings. You have to spread your wings before you fly. Spreading your wings can look like a lot of different things. But I can tell you from right now, from my perspective, spreading your wings is openness to growth. It's openness to becoming more of who you are. That's what spreading your wings means to me. Now, you might have some chickens that are trying to be eagles. You might have some chickens that are claiming to be eagles. Maybe you're a chicken claiming to be eagle. I've been a chicken claiming to be an eagle before. I'll take full responsibility for that, 100%. And that scenario would look like, yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. And I don't do it. I don't make a move. I'm dishonest with myself. I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it. I remain a chicken. And you might be working with some people who say that they're going to do something and say that they're going to do something and say that they're going to do something and they don't do it and they remain a chicken. Here's what I want you to understand. Some of those chickens that were in that farm saw that eagle flying and said, I'm going to do everything I can to become an eagle. Everything I can to become an eagle. They spread their little chicken wings. They grew. They got surrounded by more eagles. And they might not have flown as high as some eagles, but they flew higher than the rest of the chickens. I hope that this story makes sense in the way that I see it, in the way that it plays out in my mind. We have to know who we are and have to know that we are meant for greatness. We have to know that we are playing small 90% of our life. And I think that's being generous. It's when we truly step into who we are that we achieve at a higher level, that we spread our wings, that we soar. When we get out of that environment of chickens pecking the ground and look at the whole world that's available to us, that we can truly spread our wings and go after our dreams. Guys, thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate you. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Remember, I'll be doing a weekly giveaway along with social media shoutouts. And here's how you participate. Go to the homepage of this podcast that I had sent you or that you had found, screenshot it, tag me in your social media along with one takeaway, something that stood out to you the most. And again, you will be featured in my social media shares along with the entry for a giveaway that I'll be doing weekly. All right, guys, thanks. Have a great day.